morning. Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him on the other side, to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up a mountain, up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat and the wind died down, Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
This was to be a night that Simon Peter would never forget. Perhaps you've got occasions in your life that you never forget. Something significant happened, and it's ingrained in your memory. This was such a night for him. He was a follower of Jesus, a disciple of Jesus, and had been for a wee while now. And he's with his friends, other disciples, they're in a boat, a different boat than the one you were thinking about last week. And they see someone coming towards them. It's dark, it's windy, the wind's against them, they're struggling a little bit, they're probably a little bit fed up, but they see someone walking on the water. How can that be? Who could it be? Can't be a person, can it? Because people don't walk on water. Well, they could if they were the Son of God. And they could if they were the person through whom everything had been created that was created. And they see Jesus. It is Jesus who's coming towards them, walking on the water. The one who could heal the lame and the blind. The one who, in just a chapter before, had fed 5,000 people with a couple of fish and loaves. The one who could still the waves and the wind is also the one who can walk on the water. And that's amazing enough. But then we have Peter. Peter, who for a brief few moments himself walks on the water. Imagine going home the next day. What did you do last night, Peter? Well, you'll never guess. And as we reflect a little bit on this morning, there's a couple of things that this event in Peter's life reminds us of or points us towards. It points, first of all, towards this idea of making a step of faith. Here's Jesus walking on the water. There's wind and there's waves, but Jesus is there. And the disciples, they're amazed. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? Then Peter steps forward. He was the kind of guy that would step forward. And he says, in effect, I want some of that. If it's you, Lord, let me come towards you. I don't want to stay in this boat. I want to step out. I want to step out towards you. Now, what was this? Was he just a bit of a thrill seeker, looking for a bit more excitement in his life? Possibly. But I wonder whether it also revealed something that was going on in his life and in his relationship with Jesus. He wasn't content with where he was. He wanted to grow in his faith. He wanted to grow in his relationship with Jesus. He wanted to experience more of what it was to be a follower of Jesus. If it is you, let me come towards you. And Jesus says, come. And Peter goes ahead. What were the other disciples thinking? Well, don't do it, Peter. But Peter does it. He takes the plunge, as it were. He trusts Jesus. He steps out in faith. And at least for a few moments, he walked on water. Faith. Trust. It's not blind faith. No, it's faith in the person of Jesus. Most of us will have been abseiling. Some of you like doing it, apparently. And when you're abseiling, you're supposed to anyway, you're supposed to lean back. Lean back, they tell you. Lean back. You need to trust the rope. You need to trust the knots that someone else has tied. Have they tied them properly? You need to trust the guy or the girl who's telling you what to do. Do they know what they're doing? Have they done this before? When you lean back in an abseiling, it's not blind trust. No, you know the person, you trust them, you know the rope. And here is Jesus and Peter. And Peter, Jesus is saying, trust me. And Peter knows Jesus and he trusts him. And he makes the step of faith. And there are times in our lives when we can take a step of faith too. When God perhaps calls us to trust in him in a deeper way. When God calls us to get out of the boat. We come to know more of Jesus, and there is that call to follow him, to put our faith in him for the first time perhaps. And we're maybe in the boat, and Jesus is saying, come, trust me, follow me. And we're not sure. But then we make that step. We come perhaps to realize that God is wanting us to change something in our lives, to go in a new direction, or he's calling us into a deeper relationship with him. perhaps calling us to go to India or to Africa or wherever it might be. And we're wondering, should I trust him? We know he's calling us, but we don't feel equipped. We don't feel up to the job. We like the security of being in the boat. But he's calling us outwards. Is Jesus this morning perhaps calling you to make a step of faith? To trust him in a new way in your life, in a deeper way? As well as making a step of faith, this event though also reminds us about the call to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. In sports, we sometimes hear the comment being made, she took her eye off the ball, or he took his eye off the ball. A footballer there's an open goal, and the footballer or the player is thinking too much about their celebration than about actually putting the ball in the back of the net. They take their eyes off the ball and they miss it. It's important to keep your focus. And Peter, well, he gets out the boat and he walks on water. And he does so when he has his eyes fixed on Jesus. But when he's distracted by the wind and the waves, and he takes his eyes off Jesus, he begins to sink. The wind and the waves were there before. Nothing's changed. But what's changed is that he's changed his focus. And then things begin to go wrong, and he begins to sink. But what does Jesus do? He immediately saves him. We're told, Peter cries out, save me. And we're told, immediately, Jesus' hand was there. I like that word, immediately. Jesus doesn't hang about rescuing him. He doesn't say to Peter, I'll just let you suffer for a little bit and then I'll rescue you. No. He holds him fast. And that is important to remember. To remember for the times when we perhaps flounder, for the times when, like Peter, we mess up. Lord, save me immediately. The hand of Jesus is there for you. But there is this encouragement, isn't there, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, making him the one who is at the center of all that we are doing, looking to him for guidance, looking to him for strength, looking to him for our hope, trusting him. Whatever else is going on in our lives, whatever the wind and the waves may be, however strong they are, and they can be mighty strong sometimes, I'm going to look to Jesus. I'm going to trust him. He'll keep me. There are winds and waves in all of our lives. For some of us, perhaps today, we've come to church and actually things are pretty calm. You know, there are some wind and there are some waves. But then for others of us, we've come to church today and boy, it's windy. And we feel actually that the waves are about to, well, they're about to overcome us. They're overwhelming. And the encouragement here is to keep our eyes on Jesus. To keep our eyes on the one through whom everything was made that has been made. To keep our eyes on the one who immediately rescues us. Doesn't leave us floundering. To keep our eyes on the one who gave himself for us on the cross that we might be forgiven. To keep our eyes on the one who is the good shepherd and who knows us by our names. To keep our eyes on the one who is the resurrection and the life and who has conquered death for us. Look to Jesus. In the midst of the wind and the waves, as we go into this week, with its challenges, with its frustrations, with its fear, let's remember not to focus on the wind and the waves, but to keep our focus on him, the one who is our Lord, our guide, our Savior, our friend and deliverer. As we reflect on these things, we're going to sing. As we come to communion, we're going to sing the song Living Hope. So let's stand as we do so.